Wednesday night Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, I decided we're going to learn the Kitzur Yomi. So I turned to Yud Av, and it came out to Simen Kuf Ayim Ches. Simen Kuf Ayim Ches. Hilchus Petach Amor. That's it. We're learning it. Yud Av. Even though it's Yud Aleph Av now, come to think of it. No, no. Yisrael. This can happen in Eretz Yisrael. They make...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I assume the Simonim will stim. Is Kuf Ayin Ches Hilchus Petach Amor?
Shuach Haken.
Uh-oh. What?
Kuf Ayin Ches. Kuf Ayin Ches.
Well, we're following him. No, you know.
He has the same sefer. So what is it in here?
Look at the tape with him.
Rish Pita, Simon Kofaintas.
Kufayin Ches, page 529.
There's two parts to it.
Okay.
I don't know why that is.
Kufayin Ches.
There's two parts of Kufayin Ches.
Yisrael Sheyesh Lo Chamora. It's good. We learn it. It's like, yeah. People have it. It happens once in a while. You read about it in the paper. They made a pinyan petach amor. Yisrael has a female donkey. The stomach has a name. What's the name of a female donkey? Nobody knows. Okay. V'yolda b'chor. What? Mitzvah lifdoso. So you have to be poder. Even though it's a behemoth tmeya, this is the one exception. That it's a behemoth tmeya and the b'chor is special and it goes to the koyin. But it doesn't go to the koyin. Here's what you do with it. You poder it. Uvameh poder also b'seh. Menaksovim. That's called a seh. I don't know the English word for it. It's like a carbon pesach. It's called a seh. And a seh could be kvosim or izim.
Why were the chamorim zofet?
What?
Why were the chamorim zofet?
Go look in Rashi in the end of bow. Okay? Look at Rashi in the end of Parshas bow. Bein zochar, bein nekeva. The seh doesn't matter if it's a zochar or a nekeva. Bein gadol, bein katan. Doesn't matter how old it is. Bein tom, bein balmon. It's not again. We're not talking about karbonos. Ublavad. Here's the requirements for the seh. Shlo yehi treifa, which usually you don't know, but you may find out afterwards, and then you'll have to do it again. But you can assume it's not a treifa. You go b'sarov. That's a sugyan chulin. Velo shachut. You have to do it when it's alive. Now you could do it when it's dead, but then you have to do it the worth of the chamor. You can really be pulled a chamor with anything in the world. Not with a seh. But if you do it with a seh, it doesn't have to be the value of the chamor. But you maisa could be po there with anything. So then you could do it with a seh shochet also. But then it has to have the value of the peter chamor. Below ben pekua, which is like shochet. You know what a ben pekua is? An animal that's fully formed when you shechted the mother. And it's in the belly of the mother. Vidin is a seller kohen. The set is matnos kahuna. Umemus I chayav lefidoso. Misha yavoleid. Really? Misha yavoleid? Not 30 days old? Not 8 days old? Okay. From when it's born, achiyomus. Doesn't mean constantly. It means at some point in time. From when the chamor is born to when it dies. You always have to do it. Elash mitzvah lefidoso miyad. So lahash osam mitzvah.
He's an akum
aseh
as long as he didn't do it?
It's an aseh to do it. When you mevatel the aseh, I don't know. Maybe you, it sounds from the kitzah that you only mevatel it once the chamor dies and you were not poded it. That's when you were mevatel the aseh. But you're not mekayim the aseh and you have to be mekayim it right away. Ulacha shepoda oso, areu biyada Yisrael chulin gemurin, meaning the Yisrael who owns the chamor. It's osur bano until he's poyde it. After he's poyde it, it's regular chulin gemurin. Begam hasehu biyarakoyin chulin gemurin. Magic. The chamor is osur bano. You poyde it, and everything's mutav. Miyat kifish es hasehu shei tachas peta hachamor nasa peta hachamor chulin, meaning mutav bano. Afilu koydim shen, or maybe it's called kedusha. I don't know. Afilu koydim shen osur natlel kohen. You didn't have to give it to the Kohen. The Etzum Hafrosha and Pediya is what makes the Petach Hamor Mutar Bano. You don't have to give the Tlet to the Kohen. L'fikach miyad k'shem hafrisho mevorech asher k'dishonu b'mitzvoso v'tzivonu al pinyon Petach Hamor. Kodem shenifta Osur Bano. The Petach Hamor is Osur Bano. Maybe it's even called Kadosh b'kedushas b'chor. I don't know. Vafilu nesano l'kohen. You gave the Petach Hamor to the Kohen. You say, wait a second. Like, the Torah said I can give a set to the Kohen. Certainly if I give the Petach Hamor to the Kohen, I'm doing something even better. No, there's no such mitzvah. There's no such thing as giving the Petach Hamor to the Kohen. Vafilu nesano l'kohen. So it's also banor to the Kohen. Kama Kohen also l'shtamish bo. Ad sheyifta also. You have to be pulled there with the Yisrael to move on. Has to be pulled there with a sev. Vikech is a sev liatzmo. Now the Kohen might also be pulled there. Yisrael went home, goodbye. He doesn't want to know from anything anymore. He gave the Kohen the Petach Hamor and said, leave me alone. So he's not doing the mitzvah. But what's the Kohen supposed to do now? He has his Petach Hamor. It's also Bano. So he's pulled there, Peset. There's no reason why he can't be pulled there, Peset. He takes a sev. And he says, I don't know, and he says, I'm being pulled in my chamor. V'yameis kodim shenifteh yikover, meaning you can't have an off from the hide either. Meina rotzo l'fdoso, so the Torah says what you do. Va'arafto. This is one of the three mitzvahs in the Torah where there's an either or mitzvah. Meaning there's two mitzvahs, you can't do both. The two mitzvahs exist, and the minyan mitzvahs, they're counted as two, and it's either or. One is pidyon petach hamor, v'imlo sifteh va'arafto. One is yiyud of an oma ivriya, v'imlo yada v'hevda. You're supposed to marry her, and if you don't marry her, you're supposed to encourage and enable her pidyon. Shalo yada v'hevda. And the third one is... Yibum. Third one is Yibum. Yibum, and if you don't do Yibum, you do Chalitza. So these are six, you counted as six mitzvahs in the Torah, not three, six. But you can't do both. It's either or. Very interesting concept. Okay? Imeni rotsu lefdosu makeh bukupitz ba'orpo achiyomus v'yikurenu. You chop off its head in the back of its neck with an axe. And you bury it because it's Asur Bano, remember. Mitzvahs Padiyah Kodemus and Mitzvahs Harifa. It's not either or and they're both equal. And in fact, it says this about all three of these either or mitzvahs. Yibum is Kodem L'Chalitza. Maybe not B'zman HaZeh, but that's a separate Inyan. Yibum is Kodem L'Chalitza. Mitzvahs Yiyud is Kodem Pidyon. And Mitzvahs Pidyon Petach Hamor is Kodem Harifa. They're not either or equal. It's do the first. If you don't do the first, then do the second. Kohanim Leviim Peturim Petach Hamor. That's learned out from a pasuk. V'chein bas kohen u'bas levi. If they own it, avol ba'aleihem chayad petach hamor shelohem of the husbands. V'shutvus kohen u'levi v'chein shutvus avid gechovim gam kein poite. That's what they do nowadays. They're afraid of different mechshoilim. So usually what they did traditionally is what the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch now says you're not allowed to do. I will also l'shtat if imorim or yilim kolohem v'dei l'havkiyah kedusha also. I mean, once it's born. Even the efshir b'pediya o ba'arifa. Hello? Yeah, can I? Amarti, slicha, amal achshav gam ken ani lo yichlad d'vani v'emtsa shiur. Oda pa misrim bakot. Mani yachol asot. Okay. So what they do is they're mishtatif in the mother. He's saying you're not allowed to be mishtatif the goy or the kohen or the levi in the child. Once it's born, you would be mafkia the kedusha. Basically, it sounds like it. But in the mother, they did do it to avoid problems, to avoid. Now they try not to avoid it. Now they have a party. Okay, now in my kitzur, the second half of Yud Av starts Hukos Halva'a. Kuf Ayin Tes.
Okay.
Kuf Ayin Tes, Hilchas Halva'a. So there you have that? I'm following.
Yeah,
but I'm following. Kuf Ayin Tes, Hilchas Halva'a. So it's Lani Chesh Mishmana. Hilchas Halva'a. Mitzvah Saseh La'alvos Laniya Yisrael. The mitzvah to lend money to a poor person. We'll see in Siv Beis about a rich person. But now, some say the primary mitzvah is to lend to a poor person. A rich person that needs money, so it depends what he needs money for. It's very complicated in your crowd. If he needs money for capital, for his business, so it's a mitzvah, but it might be, it's nisrabe that it's a mitzvah. But it's only a riba, you know, the primary mitzvah, it says it by Anani, it says the Pesach of the Torah. Im kesef talveh asami, es he'oni imach. Mitzvah saseh la'alvus la'aniya Yisrael. Shenemar, so he's talking b'davka la'aniya Yisrael, who need the money. So it's a mitzvah to lend them. Shenemar, im kesef talveh asami, es he'oni imach. The oni, lend money to the oni. A guy down on his luck, he needs money, you lend the money. And the Torah goes on to say, so what if? If you have a choice, there's a din kadima. So it's like saying when, not really if, like when you're lending money, so do you, that's kadima over the non-Jew. Ulezimami loso she'imach, mikanomru, onishu krovo, kodem lania macheret. Lania iro, kodem lania iracheret. This is even by lending money, not just stock. The same pasuk actually. Learn it out from the same pasuk. That's on the imach. It's all learned out from this imach. Vaniyeh iro kodem aniyeh yeracheres. Even if it's bnei brak. Udala mitzvah salvah laani. Yosumi mitzvah tzedakah laani hashoel. Shezek kvar nitzvach lishol. V'zeh adayim regil amidazu. So the hatzolah you're giving him, that he not have to beg for money, is a bigger hatzolah.
Am I also mitzvah
tzedakah
and mitzvah
salvah? No.
Two different
mitzvahs.
What?
If he doesn't ask you first. If he asks you first,
if it's tzedakah. Yes, if it's tzedakah, he's asking for tzedakah.
But then it's a mitzvah to give.
Alone? I wouldn't advise it. But I wouldn't advise it.
No, I'm saying.
You're not allowed to lend money to someone who can't. You're not allowed to lend money to someone who can't pay it back. So when he asks you for tzedakah, it's not advisable to offer him a loan. It probably means he doesn't see how he can pay it back. So the Gemara talks about fooling him and making it tonight to yourself that if he doesn't pay it back, he can give it on tzedakah. Good, but that's not. We're talking about lending versus tzedakah. That's just a fake to give him tzedakah. Not necessarily a fake, you can make a condition, and maybe if he gets money, he can pay him back. Nothing wrong with making such a condition. We're talking about straightforward loans, straightforward. It's a bigger mitzvah to lend the money. He keeps his self-respect. He doesn't have to come on to the brios. It's ideal. Problem is, I assume he'll talk about it, or maybe he won't, I don't know, is that you're not supposed to lend money to someone that you don't see how he's going to pay you back. Now, he's talking about a noni. Okay, it's no big kasha. A noni can have a game plan how he's going to pay you back. Give him easy payments, or he anticipates that the business will do well, and, you know, so he anticipates having the money. He has a game plan. If he doesn't have a game plan, he just, and if he's a noni taka, you probably should not lend him money. You're probably not allowed to lend him money. You want to give them stock, it's a different thing. But you're not allowed to lend money to someone who ostensibly won't be able to pay it back. Like Mechitesi will be able to pay it back. And the Torah is makbid on a noni. we're talking now Dafka Anani. An Oshir is in Sivbeis. So that means he has a game plan how to pay it back, even though now he's an Oni. Maybe he'll invest in his business.
Does that change the Chabad? He doesn't have a game plan. But it's maybe it's the Ari, I don't know.
They took money from the Ari. Still stuck.
Is that a game plan?
It's not a game plan. The Shabbat is if you're allowed to.
Are you allowed to lend it? If he doesn't have a game plan, but he has an Ari, and you know he can get from the Ari.
I don't know. I don't want to answer. He's not allowed to squelch on his loan. So could be not allowed to lend him if he's planning on squelching on the loan. If everybody knows he's going to squelch on the loan, then it's like stucco. We're talking about it. We're taking it seriously now. I'm lending you money. And you have a game plan how you're going to pay it back. Now you're asking a question. I don't know if you meant to ask the question, but the question could be raised. If the honey knows that he has no plans on paying it back, but he doesn't see how. So really, you're not allowed to borrow the money. But he has an Arif. So is it still also if he has an Arif? And I don't want to answer you right now. The Isser is, I don't know if the Isser is to ba'avil the other guy. Could be, it's like, you're not supposed to lend money if you don't know how you're going to pay it back. Take stock if you don't know how you're going to pay it back. Take stock. Now, the giver has a chiyuv to let the Ani keep his self-respect. So he's supposed to make believe it's a loan. Here, I don't want to take stock. It's okay. Just had that today with someone. This morning, my wife. It's okay. You'll pay me back. When you have money, you'll pay me back. No problem. Okay. Pay me back before next Shemitah. It's okay. Fine. Okay. And then they took it. No, they might pay it back. What? That's what you're supposed to do. The Gemara says that's fantastic. If you know he's not going to pay it back, and you mean it should be stalker. Or you could even make it tonight. You say, if he pays it back, good. If with the time you lend him the money, at that point in time, you say if he doesn't pay it back, it should come off of Meiser money and beat stalker, that's legitimate. What people want to do, and it's very not legitimate according to most poskim, although not all, but pretty much virtually all, if you decide afterwards he's not paying you back your loan, so you want to say, okay, forget it, and take it out of Maisa money, that's, can't do that. You can't be miyachid your Maisa money to yourself at that point in time. You can do it beforehand when you lend it. You say, if he doesn't pay me back, then I want this money to be stalker, and it should be deducted from my Maisa account. Because then you're giving it, so that you can choose who to give your stalker to and deduct it from your Maisa money. But once it's a regular loan and you want to be moichel the loan, you have no right to reimburse yourself from stucker money. You can't do that. You can't then decide to be nehene from your stucker money by... You can't. The place can say no. You can't do it. And everybody either wants to do it or does it. But the time... you could do it. Just one little nakuda. The time to do it is when you first lend the money. That's all.
Gezel,
Arif. It might not be, no,